न व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। हरे कृष्ण। सो ए रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 7 वर्स नंबर 9। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। दिस इज ए प्रोज एक्चुअली, इट्स नॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू मीटर, सो विल जस्ट रिसाइट। यत्र हवाव भगवान् हरिर अद्यापि तत्रत्यानां निजजनानां वात्सल्येन सन्निधाप्यत इच्छारूपेण यत्र हवाव भगवान् हरिर् अद्यापि तत्रत्यानां निजजनानां वात्सल्येन सन्निधाप्यत इच्छारूपेण यत्र हवाव भगवान् हरिर् अद्यापि तत्रत्यानां निजजनानां वात्सल्येन सन्निधाप्यत इच्छारूपेण यत्र हवाव भगवान् यत्र हरिर् अद्यापि तत्रत्यानां निजजनानां वात्सल्येन सन्निधाप्यत इच्छारूपेण मताजिस् यत्र हवाव भगवान् हरिरद्यापि तत्रत्यानां निजजनानां वात्सल्येन सन्निधाप्यत इच्छारूपेण वट् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् यत्र वेर् Havava, certainly, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the Lord, Adhyapi, even today, Tatratyanam, residing in that place, Nijajananam, for his own devotees, Vatsalyena, by his transcendental affection, Sannidhapyate becomes visible Iccha Rupena according to the desire of the devotee. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. At Pulaha Ashram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, out of his transcendental affection for his devotee, becomes visible to his devotee, satisfying his devotee's desires. Purport. The Lord always exists in different transcendental forms. As stated in Brahma Samhita 5.39, Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishtan नानावतारमकरोत् भुवनेषु किन्तु कृष्णस्वयं समभवत् परमः पुमान्यो गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि. द लॉर्ड इज सिचुएटेड एज हिमसेल्फ लॉर्ड कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एंड ही इज अकंपनीड बाय हिज एक्सपेंशंस लाइक लॉर्ड राम बलदेव संकर्षण Narayana, Mahavishnu, and so forth. The devotees worship all these forms according to their liking. And the Lord, out of his affection, presents himself as Archa Vigraha. He sometimes presents himself personally before the devotee out of reciprocation or affection. A devotee is always fully surrendered to the loving service of the Lord. And the Lord is visible to the devotee according to the devotee's desires. He may be present in the form of Lord Rama, Lord Krishna, Lord Narasimhadev, and so on. Such is the exchange of love between the Lord and his devotees. We'll read text number 10 and translation also. In Pulaha Ashram is the Gandaki River, which is the best of all rivers. The Shaligrama Shila, the marble pebbles, purify all those places. On each and every marble pebble, up and down, circles like navels are visible. Purport: Shaligram Shila refers to pebbles that appear like stones with circles marked up and down. These are available in the river known as Gandaki Nadi. Wherever the waters of this river flow, the place becomes immediately sanctified. Listen. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunadanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Vancha Kalpa Taro Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna. So we are discussing the fifth canto where the description of different kings are being described here. So initially we have seen how the Priyavarata Maharaj ruled, then his son Agnidra, then his son Nabi, and then his son Rishabhadev, and then Rishabhadev handed over the kingdom to Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj, his description of how he ruled and how he retired, and his story follows for almost 8-9 chapters, how he became Jada Bharat and all those things. So here, in this 7th chapter, how Bharat Maharaj ruled and how he retired and what he is doing on his retirement. So those descriptions are there. So how with strong determination he worshipped the Lord, performed so many sacrifices while he is in at home, Grihastha, and while in the forest, while during Vanaprastha, how he worshipped the Lord. All those things are mentioned here. So Rishabhadev is the personality of Godhead himself. He is incarnation of the Lord. But his son, Bharat Maharaj, was a great devotee of the Lord. So previously, this place is called to be Ajanabha Varsha. But since the time Bharat Maharaj started ruling, this place is called as Bharata Varsha. So such is the most important thing that Bharat Maharaj is attributed. Because there are three Bharatas in history, we know. One is this Bharat Maharaj that we are discussing. Another is brother of Lord Ram. And another is son of Shakuntala. So these three, like Bharata dynasty from the Pandavas, they are all named after Bharata, the son of Shakuntala. And in Ramayana, Bharat Maharaj, son of Dasharatha Maharaj, brother of Lord Rama, is very famous. And this Bharat Maharaj is very famous for his activities. So Prabhupada mentioned in one purport that this Bharata Varsha is named mainly because of this Bharata. So because here it is clearly mentioned, from the ruling of Bharat Maharaj, this Varsha, complete Varsha, is came to be known as Bharata Varsha. So how he ruled, that is mentioned that, like, he took care of all his citizens with great affection, and he constantly worshipped the Lord with so many sacrifices. So, but like, he is like performing sacrifices. So generally sacrifices are performed by Karmakanda people. But Bharat Maharaj, it is described that he was pure devotee even from the beginning. So there might be, like, it is mentioned that he performed so many sacrifices like Agnihotra, Darsha, Paurnamasa, Chaturmasya, like that. So why, like, how, like, he is a pure devotee, but why is he performing these sacrifices, and how to understand this? So for that, the acharyas have given understanding that, so, like, in the verse itself, Bhagavatam says that, he, while performing devatas, he did with certain understanding. So what is that understanding? So generally we understand that pure devotional service should be anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmadi anavritam, anukulyena krishnanushelanam bhaktiruttama. So it should be without any desires, anyabhilashita shunyam. So when Bharat Maharaj, when he was performing these, all these sacrifices, he doesn't have any personal motive. His only motive in performing those sacrifices is to please the Lord, Supreme Lord Vasudeva. So he doesn't have any inclination to enjoy the results. So generally anyone performs any sacrifice, like if they are Sakama devotees, they may have some expectation. Oh, I am performing this yajna, so I may, it may fulfill my desires. Maybe I will get some kingdom, or I may get some son. So we have seen previously also many people perform that. But Bharat Maharaj, he doesn't have any desires. His only desire is to please the Supreme Lord Vasudeva. So he doesn't have any expectation of enjoying the results. So that is anyabhilashita shunyam he is maintaining. So next, jnana karmadi anavritam. So pure bhakti should not be covered with jnana and karma. So how his performance is not covered with jnana and karma. So for that, what he was doing is, he has the understanding that he is not the doer of this sacrifice. So actually, like first of all, he is not directly doing. He is engaging all the yajnik brahmanas, everyone doing. But he has certain understanding that I am actually not the doer, but Lord only is the antaryami of all the beings. He only, everyone, even the yajamana, the sponsor of the sacrifice, or the person who is performing that sacrifice, everyone is inspired by the Supreme Lord. So everyone is not independent. So therefore, the Lord himself is the doer. So therefore, even in Vishnu Sahasranama, the Lord is mentioned as Yajna Bhuk, Yajna Krut, Yajna. So three names are mentioned for the Lord Vishnu. Yajna Bhuk, that means he is the enjoyer of the sacrifices. Yajna Krut, even the Lord himself is the doer, because he is the inspirer for all the people who is performing. And he is Yajna himself. So if Jiva thinks that he is a performer out of ignorance, he becomes bound up. But Bharat Maharaj has clear understanding that actually I am not the doer. So therefore he is not the performer also. So that is that process of thinking itself is a skillful thinking. So not considering himself as the doer. So because of that thinking, he destroyed all the impressions arising from all the actions. So he is not accruing any results of performing that sacrifice, because he is thinking he doesn't have interest in the results, and as well as he is not thinking that he is the doer. So, and even like Bhagavad Gita says that if a person performs any activity without faith, ashraddaya hutam daptam tapastaptam krutam chayat asad iti uchyate pada nachatat pretya noiha. Krishna says, like, if anyone performing any activity like sacrifice, charity, or tapasya, all these things, if he doesn't have faith, it will not give any result. So like Bharat Maharaj, he doesn't have any like faith in the sense that he doesn't have the interest in the results and faith in the karmakanda process. His faith is nishta, is fixed in the bhakti. So same example is quoted for even Ambarish Maharaj also, where he is absorbed himself in performing pure devotional service, but he engaged all his priests in performing all the sacrifices. So, because that is his tradition. As a king, the tradition is handed over from his fathers and grandfathers. So that is how this is like, he is engaging, acting through others, but he himself is not performing. So that is the second understanding. Then one more objection may come. But in the sacrifices, he is worshipping the devatas. So like, anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhaktiruttama, the definition. So like, he is worshipping the, pleasing the devatas. So how he is considered to be the pure devotee? So then the one more understanding is given by Bhagavatam, that he is performing this sacrifice and whenever one offers Indraya Swaha, he is considering that Indra as the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, as in like Indra is the hand of the Supreme Lord. So therefore he is worshipping the Supreme Lord only in that thinking. So in this way, by fulfilling these three conditions, he is fulfilling the condition of that pure devotional service. He is not deviating from his pure devotional service, Bharat Maharaj. So in this way, he completely engaged his household life in pure devotional service. He satisfied the Lord, and in this way he ruled for almost 1,000 lakh years, or Buddha, something. And after that, he kind of divided all the inheritance to his sons, and he moved to Pulhashram. So, and in that, now in this section, current section is coming. So in that Pulhashram, where Gandaki River is flowing, Shaligram Shilas are found, and it is mentioned that there the Lord, out of affection, he appears to his devotees there also. And these Shaligram Shila, the Lord is present in the form of Shaligram Shila also. And wherever that Gandaki River flows, that Gandaki River purifies. So in this connection, Prabhupada is writing how devotees worship the forms of the Lord they like, and they achieve a lot of transcendental pleasure in that. So in this connection, I briefly mentioned how this Shaligram Shila and Gandaki River, they came to know. So this is mentioned in Padma Purana, some Puranas, the story how they have appeared in this world. So like Narada Muni once asked Lord Narayana that how did Tulasi Devi, she became your wife, what tapasyas she performed, and please kindly explain. So for that, the Lord, he mentions that previously there is a Manu, Daksha Savanni. So he was very devoted to the Lord, and he is very famous, and his son Dharma Savanni, he is also famous. And Dharma Savanni has a son called Vishnu Savanni. So, and he was also very devoted to the Supreme Lord. But the son of Raja Vishnu Savarni is Raja Savarni. His son was Vrishadvaja, but he was dedicated to Lord Shiva. So he was like very much worshipping Lord Shiva, and like he was ignoring all the other devotees of the Lord. So he was even ignoring Lord Vishnu also. So devatas, they have become little upset with that Vrishadvaja. But out of fear of Shiva, no one was dared to do any thing to that Vrishadvaja. But one time, Suryadev, he could not contain himself when Vrishadvaja was kind of ignoring Vishnu. So he cursed Vrishadvaja. So that time, Shiva came to know that Suryadev have cursed Vrishadvaja. So Suryadev, he started chasing Lord Shiva started chasing Surya. So Shiva, Suryadev went to Brahmaji. So Brahmaji, he told, I cannot oppose Lord Shiva. So therefore, let us go to Vishnu. So then both of them went to Vishnu. So Shiva chasing them, he also went to Lord Vishnu support. But Lord Shiva is he is devoted to Lord Vishnu. As soon as he saw Lord Vishnu, he becomes pacified and he starts praising Lord Vishnu. And Vishnu also very pleasing way talks to Lord Shiva. Then after that loving exchange between Vishnu and Shiva, then Shiva, Vrishadvaja is my devotee, and but this Suryadev has cursed him. So how to do now? So like that he presents his condition. Then Lord Vishnu says that, so you have come here, you have spent some time here in Vaikuntha. So but in Bhuloka, in the material world, 21 celestial yugas have already passed. So our King Vrishadvaja has already passed, and his family, his lineage, also many people have passed away. And now there are his lineage, there are two sons, Dharmadvaja and Kushadvaja. So they became Vaishnavas, and because of Suryadev's curse, they don't have much opulence, but later on they started worshipping Lakshmi. So because of that they became very favorable, and they became fortune also, like they became prosperous also. So now since everything is now settled, their family also became prosperous. You need not worry now, you can go now. So everyone became satisfied, and they went away. So in that family, that Dharmadvaja, in that lineage, because Lakshmi Devi was worshipped, so partial expansion of Lakshmi Devi, she was born to them. So that is, she was very beautiful when she was born, and her bodily limbs were very, very beautiful. So she was called as Tulasi. So Tulasi, she started when she was born, from childhood onwards, she was determined to perform austerities. So she went to Badrinath to practice severe austerities, and she wanted to attain Lord Krishna. So she performed very severe austerities. So Lord Brahma became pleased and he appeared. So I am pleased with your austerities, what boon you want. So that time he told that, I want Vishnu as my husband. So previous to that, I came from Goloka. So I was, because of some understanding, I came here. Because of some misunderstanding between Radharani has cursed me. So therefore I have come here. I want a favor that I should please even Radharani also, and I should attain Lord Narayana here in this world. So then Brahmaji, he gave certain mantra by which she will be able to completely please Radharani. And also Brahmaji mentions that you will attain Lord Narayana as your husband, but before that you will get married to one person called as Shankachuda, and after that you will attain Lord Narayana as your husband. So like that Brahmaji says, then even this Shankachuda also, previously he was Sudama in Goloka, and he was also been cursed to appear in this material world. So he will become very powerful because of his austerities, and he will marry, but later on you will get married to Narayana, like that Brahmaji predicts. So then this story of this Shankachuda that was mentioned, that in the dynasty of demons, Brahmaji had a son of Marichi, and Marichi's son is Kashyap Muni. So through Kashyap Muni there is a dynasty of demons. So in that dynasty there was a great person called Damba. So he was very much dedicated to Lord Vishnu. So he performed lot of tapasya, and when Vishnu was satisfied, he asked for a boon. And I want a very powerful son who can oppose all the devatas and all others also. So then Krishna, Vishnu granted that desire. So for that Damba was born a person called Shankachuda. So because he was an associate of the Supreme Lord previously, and he was born, he became very powerful because of the boon of Vishnu also. So this Shankachuda, later on he marries Tulsi Devi also. But Shankachuda became so powerful that he started controlling everyone. So all the devatas, and he occupied all the heavenly planets, all the devatas. So he started controlling everyone. So devatas, without any shelter, again they took shelter of Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. So Vishnu suggested that Shiva will fight with Shankachuda, and I will also assist him. I will assist in the sense that I will as long as his wife Tulasi, she is chaste, she will not be defeated. So I will take care of that. But Shiva will fight, and along with him Kartikeya, Kali, everyone will fight in that battle. So like that he suggests, and in that battle Shiva, Kali, Kartikeya, everyone, they engaged in fighting with Shankachuda, and Shankachuda also exhibits lot of valor. So he opposes everyone. So at that time Vishnu, he goes to Tulasi and he cheats Tulasi Maharani. So Tulasi, understanding that Vishnu has cheated me, Tulasi actually cursed Vishnu. So you have become hard-hearted like stone. So therefore, let you become a stone. So that's how Shaligram Shilas have appeared. But Vishnu says, actually, it is your desire only to become wife of me. So, but now that for long time has passed, so now since Shankachuda is also an associate of the Lord only, because of a curse he has come. So both of you are eternal associates of me only. But now has certain time has passed. So now this time has passed, now both of you will return to me. So therefore all this pastime is arranged. So, and therefore Shankachuda will also be liberated now. And you will also become famous as the river Gandaki. So that's how even Tulsi Maharani, after his he departed, he went to Vaikuntha, her body has become Gandaki river. And since Tulsi Maharani has cursed Lord Vishnu to become stone, he told that I will appear in the form of Shaligram Shila, and those Shilas will be worshipped by the people in general. So in that, that's how the Shaligram Silas have appeared. And you will, like your river will become the best among all the rivers here. So that's why in this purport we are seeing that Gandaki, wherever that Gandaki river flows, that purifies everyone. So and also the there will be your hairs will be transformed into holy trees. So those trees, they are called as Tulasi, like that we worship. So that's why in when we worship Tulasi Maharani, so those are like, they are like Tulasi trees. So they are all representation of Tulasi Devi. And you, like you are sanctifying, like you, wherever you grow, like in several places, like Vrindavan, and Bandira, Champaka, wherever you grow, you purify that place. And you will like, and he glorifies Tulasi Maharani with several prizes that that whoever offers like water, whoever offers water to Tulasi Maharani, they will be, they will, like these are all like sometimes material piety is also mentioned in Shastra, so that people are encouraged to perform those piety activities, and spiritual benedictions are also mentioned. So whoever offers water to Tulasi plant, that will be like they have bathed in all the sacred rivers and performed all kinds of sacrifices. And Lord Hari, like he will not be pleased with all other sacrifices or all other any offerings if it is not, if Tulasi Maharani, Tulasi leaves are not pleasant. And Tulasi, presenting Lord Hari with Tulasi leaves is the most precious offering that one can offer to the Lord. And it is even like offering millions of cows, it is equivalent to offering one Tulasi leaf to the Lord. And especially in particular months like Kartik month, if one offers Tulasi leaves to the Lord, that is like most auspiciously glorified. And if at the time of death, whoever drinks the Tulasi water, it's like he will be directly, he will be freed from all sin and going to Vaikuntha. And whoever drinks Tulasi water, they will be like receive, like they are like taking bath in Ganges. And so in this way, like lot of benedictions are mentioned. And whoever on his neck, he wears Tulasi mala. So like at every step, he is like performing horse sacrifice. That's the benediction is mentioned. And So like that, so many benedictions are given. That's why in our temples, wherever we go, Tulasi Maharani, we worship daily. In fact, it is a ritual that in our practice that daily in Mangalarti, that is after Narsingh Arati, we perform 10 minutes. So these are all like very, very purifying processes. Bhakti, it will increase by worshipping the Tulasi Maharani. And so especially the that is all like some more glories will come. Even for this Shaligram Shila, so these the worshipping of Shaligram Shila is also glorified in Shastras, like in, at this time. So there are in that Gandaki River, Shaligram Shila, though there are certain kind of worms called Vajrakita worms. So they will come. Actually, it is mentioned that those are also a like incarnation of the Lord only. Lord only comes in the form of the Vajrakita worms. And he will make certain circles in that Shaligram Shila. And so Vajrakita, because they have very, very sharp teeth. So with that sharp teeth, they will make convolutions, rings on those stones. And these Shaligram Shila will have different colors, different types of rings, and according to the number of chakras, they are number of different forms, they are classified into different shilas. And whoever worship, like even the worship of Shaligram Shila, it is mentioned that wherever Shaligram Shila is worshipped, the surrounding place, around like 8 miles or 12 miles, whoever dies, that person goes to Vaikuntha. So such are the glories that are mentioned in Shaligram Shila. And whoever wherever that worship is done, that place becomes very much opulent. So, and it is like there are like so many wonderful benedictions are mentioned for even for Shaligram Shila also. Like all the material obstacles also, they will also be removed. Like poverty, death, like diseases, afflictions. So all these material benedictions are also mentioned for if whoever worships Shaligram Shila. Or especially the worship of Shaligram Shila is mainly done with Tulsi Patra. So like Shaligram Shila should not be separated from Tulsi Patra. That is also mentioned. And whoever remembers, and this Shankachuda, when he was died, so his body, his bones were thrown into ocean. So that became like bones. So those bones became like conches. So conch is also very pure. So that's why in temples, like all the abhisheka for the Lord is especially done through that conches. So Shankachuda. So it is mentioned that whoever remembers, whoever worships the Lord with tulsi, tulsi leaves and with shanka, and worships the Shaligram Shila, that is like auspiciousness that is mentioned. So we are like remembering all these three personalities. So, and even in our even in our scriptures, like Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that there are several pastimes related to Shaligram Shila is mentioned. Like first of all, the main important, Lord Chaitanya has appeared by the worship of Advaita Acharya to Shaligram Shila. So Narasimha Shaligram Shila he had, and he heard a verse that whoever performs worship with the Lord with Tulsi and Gangajal, the Lord becomes most satisfied. So he heard that verse and he started worshipping that Shaligram Shila, and he intently appeared, he appealed to the Lord to appear. So that's when the Lord Chaitanya has appeared, we know. And even in the house of Lord Chaitanya, Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, they also had Shaligram Shila and they used to worship them. And it is mentioned that Prabhupada, he writes that especially in like Brahmanas, it is compulsory. It is a must that Brahmanas should have this Shaligram Shila. That is, the system is current in the previous times. So they should worship the Shaligram Shila in order to progress. But due to the progress of Kali Yuga, there is no longer worship of Shaligram Shila, like that Prabhupada is mentioning. And he mentions that, like at that some particular point of time, he is writing that in ISKCON, like at maybe early ISKCON somewhere, he is writing that in ISKCON currently there is no worship of Shaligram Shila, but once the moment, after some time, we will actually strictly we will introduce this Shaligram Shila worship. So like that Prabhupada is writing purports. So, and Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, they intently worshipped that Shaligram Shila, and they also attained the mercy. And in fact, sometimes when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they heard some tinkling of sounds in their house, they used to think, oh, our Shaligram Shila is very merciful, very powerful. And he is, certainly Lord Vishnu always resides in Shaligram Shila, and he is walking in this, in our house. So like that they became more enthused, and they used to perform worship to that Shila. And even Sarvam Bhattacharya, he also had this Shaligram Shila, and he used to worship him. So like that in so many other places also it is mentioned. So this here in that pastime, Tulsi Maharani, Lord Vishnu, like the Tulsi Maharani, he wanted to pacify, like Tulsi Maharani becomes the wife of Vishnu, but it is mentioned that Tulsi Maharani, due to some misunderstanding, she went to Vrindavan and she is not even visible to Lord Vishnu also. So that time Lord Vishnu comes to find Tulsi Devi, and he kind of Lord Narayana, he praises Tulsi Maharani with some names. So because of that, Tulsi Maharani was given certain names. So what is his glorification? We will see. So Tulsi, he grows in many groups. So therefore, Tulsi trees, they are called as Vrinda. So she grows in many groups, therefore she is called as Vrinda. And she also appeared in Vrindavan forest, so therefore she is also called as Vrindavani. And she is always worshipped in countless millions of universes, so therefore she is also called as Vishwa Pujita. So, and she also purifies, whoever comes in contact with her, she purifies her. So therefore, she is also called as Vishwa Pavani. And she is like, though all many flowers are there, many flowers the Lord can be offered, but the Lord will be most pleased when one offers the flowers of Tulsi. And she is the essence of all flowers. So therefore, she is also called as Pushpasara. And he says that whoever attains Tulsi Maharani, whoever in touch with Tulsi Maharani, she brings faith and joy. So therefore, she is called as Nandini. And he says that in the whole world, there will be no one compared to her. So therefore, she is called as Tulsi. And she is the very chaste and dear to Lord Krishna. She is the life of Lord Krishna. So therefore, she is called as Krishna Jeevani. So in this way, Lord Narayana himself praises Tulsi Maharani. So Tulsi becomes very much pleased with these praises, and she appears. And in this way, she also becomes the wife of Lord Hari in that pastime. But in this way, Tulsi Maharani has these 8 names: Vrinda, Vrindavani, Vishwapavani, Vishwapujita, Tulsi, Pushpasara, Nandini, and Krishna Jeevani. So in this way, same Tulsi has become Gandaki River, that's mentioned in this purport. So in the next verse, we will also consider 11th verse. 11th verse, it is mentioned that in that Pulaha Ashram, Maharaj Bharat, he collected so many flowers. He lived alone and collected variety of flowers, twigs and tulsi leaves. It is mentioned in the sloka also. And he collected the Gandaki water and so many other fruits, roots and bulbs. And he started worshipping the Supreme Lord Vasudeva. And he is completely satisfied in that worship. In this way, while worshipping the Lord, he was completely uncontaminated. And he doesn't have any material, any desire for material enjoyment. All his material desires vanished. In this steady position, he completely felt full satisfaction and situated in devotional service. So in next slokas, it is mentioned that he is completely enjoying in that devotional service. So these slokas are mentioning that how he is situated in the stage of bhava while worshipping. So these are important because consequently next chapter deals with even at the stage of bhava, he is due to because of his little inattention, he went into another lifetime. So these are mentioned here. Prabhupada, he is writing in purport that everyone is searching after peace of mind, but that peace of mind can only be when one achieved when one completely freed from the desires for sense gratification, and that can be attained by performing devotional service to the Lord. Bhagavad Gita, Lord mentioned Patram Pushpam, Phalam Toyam. So, worship of Lord is not at all difficult. One can offer with flute, some leaf, flower, some fruit, water. The Lord is satisfied. Lord Prabhupada writing that he will be satisfied with bhakti, and one can become in this way by performing bhakti, one can become freed from material desires. So, but as long as material desires are there in one's heart, he cannot be happy. So therefore, as soon as one starts bhakti, all he will be freed from all the material desires, purified, and then he will become happy. So he says that Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Ahetukam. So by performing that bhakti, one will easily attain vairagya. Because of that, he will become happy. So these are the instructions given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada is writing that one may not be able to go to Pulahashram, but wherever one is, one can be happily render devotional service to the Lord by adopting the process mentioned above. So like that Prabhupada is mentioning how we can be happy by performing devotional service. So there is one article by Sachinandan Maharaj where he is highlighting that some points I would like to highlight. So he is saying that in our bhakti, so we may not be like, we may have desires to perform a lot of devotional service, but at the same time, we may have so many other demands, duties to perform. So like we may have our jobs to perform, other services in the temple where it may not be directly bhakti. So but in our mind, we have all the hankering that, oh, I don't have time, I want to do so many things. So like whatever I am doing, it's all useless. I'm not getting sufficient time. So we may think that in that way we may feel, we may despair. So he's saying that, don't think that whatever we do, it's waste. Whatever we do, even if we have faults, that will never go away. Krishna, through his eyes, he will never see faults of his devotees. So even if we perform little bhakti, and other times we are not able to perform, or we may, because of anardas, we may deviate sometimes. But from Krishna's point of view, whatever bhakti we are performing, that through that we are progressing. So whatever little bhakti we perform, Krishna accepts that, and he will purify us, and he will, that bhakti will purify. So he thinks that he is taking medicine, very soon he will be purified, fever will go away, and he will start performing this way. So therefore, don't underestimate the bhakti, whatever amount we can do. So that amount, don't underestimate, that has a very much powerful potency. So therefore, whatever amount you can do at present, that amount you perform with full of devotion. So means you, during sadhana, whatever time you are eligible, you be conscious that even if it is little time or even if it is little thing, that time be conscious, offer that I am doing it. Don't think about future, I will do like that, or past that happened like that. At that moment, be conscious and do it, that activity, for the complete pleasure of the Lord. So even suppose, for example, he wants to cook, everyone needs to eat. So one needs to cook. So don't worry, don't think that I will eat this thing later. But while cooking, you completely focus that Krishna will eat this bhoga. So I am only cooking for the pleasure of Krishna. So be conscious in that way. Don't think about I will eat later or other things later. But at that time, you can completely focus. So in this way, even if it applies for chanting also, whatever chanting, that offer it with your heart. So then, even if it is little, that Lord will very accept that chanting, and because of that we will get purified and Lord will provide more opportunities to perform in future. So in this way, even we should incorporate these moments of bhakti in our sadhana, in our activities. Then it's like we will slowly, that bhakti will induce in our heart. So in that way is concluding. So that's what Prabhupada is highlighting. So we'll end here. So Grandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.